Tuesday morning broadcast, JM in the AM. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky is with us live via telephone. The 44th annual dinner celebrating 36 years of gala weddings is happening this coming Sunday, November the 5th. And guess what? You're all invited. No joke. You're all invited. Happens this coming Sunday at the Sheraton Parsippany on Smith Road in Parsippany, New Jersey. They'll begin cocktails at 4. The chuppahs will be conducted at 4:30. The buffet dinner and program will start at 5:30 p.m. Everybody is invited to participate in the weddings and dinner celebration this coming Sunday. Mr. Kenneth Sagristano, general manager of the GW Bridge and Bus Station, will receive the Community Service Award. Yanki and Chaya Beinish, the Young Leadership Award. Dinner will be chaired by Mr. Robert Slinen. And the guests of honor are Edward and Galina Slinen, who will be recognized as guests of honor this coming Sunday. Bris Avram, pretty easy to make a reservation. Go to the website, Bris Avram, all O's, AVROHOM.org, BrisAvram.org, or you could dial 908-289-0770, 908-289-0770. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Reb Nachum. From Eretz Yisrael, happy anniversary. All the things that I missed to wish you in the previous week or two, I will try to do it now.
I appreciate that very much. And regards from your son at Newark Airport. He's doing quite a job. There's a reason why I'm asking you this question. I don't know if you remember, but I have a feeling, knowing your memory, that you will remember. How many years ago was Mr. Danny Kahana honored by Bris Avram?
But the 18th annual dinner.
So that now we're up to 44. So it's almost 30 years ago. I mention it because that night, I'm sure you remember this, that night, Danny from the podium was speaking about his father, and his father said, "I am never worried about the Jewish people during time of tragedy. I only worry about the Jewish people during times of peace." Do you remember that?
Yeah.
How prophetic. We had a time of peace, relatively speaking, and we were not unified. We are now in a time of tension, tragedy, fear, uncertainty. And Rabbi Kanelsky, are you witnessing the unity of the Jewish people?
The unity of Jewish people, I never remember so special and so unique, no matter who the person is. Just that by himself, that he has an neshama, a Yiddish neshama, he is awakened and thinking only one thing: what can I do for my brother? Not what I can do for my nation, for my brother. Everybody feels that the person in Israel is his or her personal brother or sister. Yeah. This is a unique moment. We feel completely different. It's not just, yes, we are one nation. I live in New Jersey. They live in Tel Aviv or in Sderot. No. Or in Rosh Hashanah. It's completely different. I feel that my twin brother is on the front line. And I have to do here something. As it says in all the places, starting with the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, "Ha'acheichem yelcho v'anlochome v'atem teishu v'pei," your brothers are going to war and you're going to sit here, then we here are obligated to do even more for our brothers and sisters. We, relevantly, as I said before, are sitting here in peace. Then we have to make sure that our brothers and sisters are feeling that we are with them, that we do for them, and not just do for them, but actually feel that my brother is on the front line.
There's another aspect of this period of time I must emphasize, Rabbi Kanelsky, and we mentioned this during the Tenyat event on Sunday. As the enemy tries to destroy us, we have to build. In fact, the Rebbe had that message in 1956 after a terror attack, that the only comfort for the Jewish people is to continue to build. And when we say build, we don't just mean physical buildings and Eretz HaShlema. Beyond that, we mean building couples, building families, building holy unions among the Jewish people to continue our people la'olam vaed, forever, as long as possible. And that's the reason, of course, we encouraged people to support young chassans and kallahs. And ironically, Rabbi Kanelsky, you have taken this directive to an extreme level, because, you know, every time we host a wedding, we're doing just that. We are building and helping to build a bias neman b'Yisrael. But for the Kanelskys, it's never enough. For Sterni and Rebotcha, it's never enough. They've got to do it to the extreme. How many couples will you assist in getting married according to Jewish tradition this Sunday?
Bezrat Hashem, 8 couples, like the candles of Hanukkah. We are making sure that their flame will continue to blossom and will make the Jewish nation richer with more 8 people that will be Kedas Meisha v'Yisroel. And as they're saying in the Sheva Brochas, that it will be a binyan at the ad. And more than that, through that, as we're saying in the first brochas, as we're saying there, that the Rebbeinu should mesameach the chosne kala, kesameach yitircho beganeid mikedem. The way the Rebbeinu Shalom was making happy and joining with Adam and Chava. These couples coming from Russia, nothing having a connection, just wanting to have identity. I am a Jew. Yep. And that identity prevailed, and that identity made them to continue to do Torah mitzvahs. I want to tell you one thing. One of the Hasanim.
No. You can't take away. See, this, Rabbi Kanelsky, if you're going to tell me something in advance, you have to give me a chance to bring it up the way I want to bring it up. Rabbi Kanelsky, can you remind everybody in this audience how old Avraham Avinu was when he had a bris? Could you remind that, after all, your name is Bris Avram. Could you remind everybody that unlike most who have a bris at 8 days or shortly after that, if they're healthy, please God, what age was Avraham Avinu, Abraham, our patriarch, when he had his bris?
We all just learned this Shabbos,
99 years old, which means if someone today is getting a bris close to that age, one has to admire, right? One of the questions as we sat in day school and learned Parshas Lech Lecha was how on earth can a man of 99 sustain the procedure of having a bris? It was one of the mysteries. We said, my God, he must have been such a Jewish hero and so dedicated to God. So if someone is almost that age in a day like today in 2023, then that person has to have tremendous admiration. We have to have tremendous admiration for him. Wouldn't you say that, Rabbi Kanelsky?
I think it's even more than that, because when you're looking at Avraham Avinu's age, Avraham Avinu passed away by the age of 175.
Right.
The 99 was his middle life.
Right.
And if somebody makes a bris today by the age of 50, it's like Avraham Avinu, the 99.
Now tell me about the chosen.
Now, when the chosen made the bris by the age of 73.
73 years old. Unbelievable.
Young.
Young. Sorry. Unbelievable. One of the grooms at the wedding this Sunday had his bris at the age of 73. How long ago?
It was the weekend of Labor Day.
He will not get married. He refused to get married without a proper bris.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you look at this mysterious nefesh of these people, and you say to yourself, who are we? But this is not enough. But after the bris, the Sandik was so emotional.
Yeah.
And he says, I have nothing else to give you as a present, but I will give you something that is so precious to me, and it's irreplaceable. And I look on the Sandik and I say, what could he give it? And he takes out a dollar that he got from the Rebbe on the 6th day of Tishrei, the yortzit of the Rebbe's mother, Rebbe Tzunchana. He takes that dollar and gives it to the chosum and says with tears, I am so admiring you. I so don't have words to express who are you to me, that a dollar that is irreplaceable from the Rebbe's hand that the Rebbe gave me on a day that was his mother's yahrzeit, I'm giving that to you. At that moment, his wife burst out in tears. The wife of the person who had the brief. And she says, why did we deserve it? And the wife of the tzaddik says, I don't know about you, but your husband deserves it because he made that brief. And they hugged one another, the wife of the tzaddik and the wife of the person who had the brief. I was standing on the site, and Dr. Jerry Friedman, who was the lawyer who was standing on the site, we all both looked on this couple, and we're saying to ourselves, who are we compare them? Who are we compare these people? Rebbeinu Shleilo, this is Avraham Avinu who makes the bris. In merit of this Avraham Avinu who made that bris, has to come the redemption to Klal Yisrael. We all cannot be any more than that goes. 1,400 souls perished in one day. On which day? Simchas Torah.
Yep.
We have to do something for that. And as you said before, the only thing that we could do is we are building. And building is the bias Nehman be Yisrael, and these people will continue. My wife spoke to every single couple. And one of the gifts that we're going to give to the Hasanim and Kavas by the wedding, we are giving them candlesticks and a Kiddush cup. A Chumash, a Tehillim, and a Tanya in Russian translation. And a Siddur, that they should be able to start their life on the proper path with Torah or Mitzvahs. One of the daughters of the Hasanim and Kalas says to me, what can I do? What can I do? I also want to become closer to Yiddishkeit. This is the whole thing. I remember like now when the Rabbi's secretary, Rabbi Chodakov, called me in 37 years ago, 38 years ago, when we just got married, me and my wife. And he says, this is the mission you have to do. And he says to me, it came to me as an notification, meaning from the Rebbe, that the people in New Jersey are living without the chuppah and without the ksuba. That was his statement to me. And since then, close to 1,000 couples, 980 couples got married Kedas Meshav Yisrael.
Unbelievable. The dinner
And this, you mentioned the first honoree, Kenneth Sagrastino.
Yeah.
Ken Sagrastino is the general manager of the GW Bridge. And when I said to him, we would like to honor you, the board decided to honor you as a community service award for everything what you're doing, he says, you're doing for me. You're giving me the opportunity to put 5 menorahs on the GW Bridge where 1 million people travels a day can benefit from the light of Hanukkah. 1 million people pass the GW Bridge throughout the whole entrances, back and forth. And he says, I have 5 menorahs there, the biggest bridge that has 5 menorahs.
He deserves a lot of honor, I'll tell you that much.
Yes, but it's not just that. You have to see, he put a person that his job is to put the menorahs, takes off the menorahs, cleans them before we're putting them back before Hanukkah. And he calls me up, he says, Rabbi, if Hanukkah falls out on a weekend, when should we put the menorah? I said, put earlier. He says, great, Rabbi, I will prepare it. I will put it there. I will check that the electric works, that everything works, that we should know exactly when to do it. And he's a person assigned that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, every single day, except Motzei Shabbos, should change the lighting, that they should believe that the menorah at the proper time.
As we watch people blocking bridges and demonstrating in different cities and getting violent against Jews, we should remember there are Chasidei Umot HaOlam. There are righteous Gentiles in this world who are friends and take pride in being friends of the Jewish community.
And the Young Leadership Award is a really young, vibrant family who lives here in Hillside. Yanky and Chaya Benesh, they both are involved in every single thing. Is it the shul? Yanky is a member of the board. Is it the mikveh that his wife is in charge? Is it the cheder that they both are involved? And anything that has to do too here in the community, Yanky and Chaya Benesh are always there in the front line to help us. And the guest of honor are unique people. This is people that came from Odessa, from Russia, came here to America, and God helped them. And their son's bar mitzvah, who is the dinner chairman today, Mr. Robert Slinian, where was his bar mitzvah held? At Congregation Shomer Torah, Ohel Yosef Yitzchak, Chalamei Pesach, 25 years ago.
Unbelievable.
Everybody out there, you have an opportunity to really be inspired. Honor Edward and Galina Slinian. Dinner chair is Mr. Robert Slinian. Community Service Award, Kenneth Sagristano, General Manager of the GW Bridge. Young Leadership Award to the Beinishes, Yanky and Chaya. It's at the Sheraton Parsippany starting at 4 o'clock this coming Sunday with the wedding celebration for 8 couples, and then, of course, the buffet dinner for Bris Avram, the 44th annual dinner. Give what you can. If you can't be there, give a donation. 908-289-0770, 908-289-0770, brisavram.org. BrisAvram.org. And Rabbi Kanelsky, finally. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I would like to say number one, thank you to you for continuing the flame of anything that has to do with the Achinu Bnei Yisrael in Israel or wherever they are. Anybody who wants to know anything that's going on, JM and AM. And more than that, this is how you everybody wakes up with your statement of Mede Ani Lefanecha. This is what every Jew and every person in the world will have to know, that thank you to God that I woke up today in the morning.
Thank you. Yeah.
And number two, we have to publish that miracle. And more than that, that's what says in the Torah. It's very important now, each one of us to know that what the Rebbein Hashem said is a real thing. If I have 2 minutes, I want to share with you one small story. In 1973, when the Prime Minister of Israel, after the war of Yom Kippur, came to meet the President of the United States of America, and the interviewer asked the spokesman of the White House if the President is excited or what will be on the topic agenda, what will be there. And I heard a very powerful statement. The spokesman of the White House says, I hope that the Prime Minister is not coming with the Bible to say that Israel belongs to us, to them, because it says in the Bible. Says the reporter, and the President is being excited from the Bible? And the answer was, not that he's being excited. Nobody could fight against the Bible. And that is what Rashi says in the fourth Rashi of the Torah. Keach Maisov Higed V'Amei. The Rebbein Hashem gave Eretz Yisroel to Am Yisroel. You and me and every single Jew around the globe are the children of Avraham Avinu, because it says, V'chol Zaracha Nosati Soratazeis. And who is better than your father of blessed memory? How many times did the Rebbe spoke with him and how he carried the message all around the world?
I got very little time to do this, so let me do this. Rabbi Kanelsky and I share a love for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and you can only imagine the Rebbe who started Miftzeh Tefillin, the operation, the project, to put tefillin on as many people as possible, as many men as possible every single day. You could imagine the nachas he's getting as he watches the army bases and all those people who never put on tefillin insisting on putting on tefillin every day. And what nachas the Rebbe would get from the tzitzis campaign that's going on, which is just remarkable, as soldiers in the tens of thousands, even those who've never worn a pair of tzitzis in their lives, believe that they will be protected, as we know they will. If they wear their tzitzis, if they wear a pair of tzitzis as part of their uniform, which is amazing. With that in mind, Rabbi Kanelsky, if you don't mind, you said you're giving gifts to the Chassanim, the 8 Chassanim and Kalas is coming Sunday. I'm putting through right now a donation. You'll let me know if it's not enough. This is from Stacy and myself. I hope that you will use this to give a pair of tzitzis, give a pair of beautiful tzitzis to each Chassan so they'll have it, and hopefully they will use it. for this coming Sunday. Let them be part of this unique Tufshin Pei Dalet Mivtza Tzitzis, which is going on, and that the Rebbe, I bet you, is getting tremendous nachas from. And that's our donation in memory of my father-in-law, whose first yard site is this coming Shabbos, Yitzchak ben Moshe Halevi. And I hope everyone follows suit, donates, comes to the dinner, and celebrates with you this coming Sunday.
Rav Nochem, thank you, and may that be Ayo and Neshome, and the most important, that will protect the Hasanim wherever they are going. Yep. They will wear a pair of tzitzis, a gift from you and Stacy. And Mazel Tov again to both of you on your wedding anniversary.
Thank you so much.
34?
It is 34, yes. 34, unbelievable. Thank you, Rabbi Kanelsky. Bris Avram, the dinner Sunday, 908-289-0770. BrisAvram.org. Be generous at this time. Achenu b'Yisrael and Achim Echem, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you. It's your favorite America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program. Heard and listeners sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at NachumSiegel.com and the Nachum Siegel Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.